What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the Thursday edition of All Canadian. Wade Zanketa, Connor O'Neill here, and we have a global draft edition for you guys today. The global draft is happening today, April 15th, later this evening. So we are going to highlight some global draft guys for you to watch out for. Before we get to that, though, just want to take a quick second to remind you guys that Sawdust City Brewing Company offers brewery fresh beer delivered directly to your door. Visit their website at sawdustcitybeer.com to shop their wide variety of brews and to learn more. This April, CFP listeners are getting an exclusive promo code. Use CFP, all caps CFP, during checkout to receive free shipping on all orders over $100. Shipping is available to Ontario residents only. Must be legal drinking age to purchase. But man, I highly recommend you do so. Sawdust City Beer, we love them.
And as a special treat, not really special, Marshall cannot do Friday's taste testing, so Connor and I will be back tomorrow around happy hour. We're going to be taste testing with Sam Corbet from Sawdust City. So we will be trying out Narnia. You guys have heard Connor and I drinking it on air. Now we're going to talk to the head brewmaster to kind of see what it's all about as well. Tonight, I got Little Norway again. Connor, what you got?
Electric Storm.
The best.
Electric Storm.
Absolutely. Before we get into this, though, Canadian Football Perspective podcast is brought to you by our friends at Fox 40 as well, the worldwide leaders in whistle technology. For 15% off all your return to play whistle needs, visit fox40shop.com and enter the code CFP15. Big day and big week kind of in the CFL.
Man, we got Hall of Fame announcements. We got stadium upgrades. We got upset teammates. And we have the global draft coming up. Man, big Thursday show. Big Thursday show. I'm excited. I'm really excited to talk some global draft, though.
Yeah, me too. As we get into some news and notes, though, we are going to go Hall of Fame announcements. Coach Orlando Steinauer, check out Marshall's Tuesday version of the A Block to kind of hear his thoughts about this announcement. The longtime top end athlete, Nick Lewis. That's right, the Nick Lewis, N-I-K, Nick Lewis, is going to be in as well. One of the, I think, CFL all-time leading receptions. And Marv Levy, who is the third person ever to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame down south, the Canadian Football Hall of Fame up north, a longtime coach, top-end team builder. A lot of history in this class. I know the Ticats and Argos fans are quite excited to see Coach O go in there. Nick Lewis, everyone. You can't hate Nick Lewis. Those are my big three, though, that I saw.
No, you definitely cannot hate Nick Lewis. Coach O, one of the best to ever do it on the back end. One of the meanest safeties to ever play in the CFL. Now doing a damn good job with your Hamilton Tiger Cats. And Marv Levy's mark on the CFL is undeniable. All three of them deserved it. Happy to see him go into the hall. Acadia, man. Big news coming out of Acadia.
$1 million upgrade out there. That's fantastic. That's going to include that'll probably include stands, the track around, the field's playing surface. I'm guessing a scoreboard as well. But still, big upgrade for them out there. Winning has paid off in that case for the Axemen. They're going to get a brand new spanking stadium. I'm excited to see what it looks like, excited to see what kind of cool tricks and twists they add to the stadium around. It's already a nice place to play from what I've seen, so it'll be interesting to see how they upgrade.
Only the best for one of the best in the AUS. Yeah, I'm happy to see what their stadium upgrade is going to, or I'm excited to see what the stadium upgrade is going to look like. Long time coming, I think their stadium could use it. I mean, what are your, like, wants or needs for that stadium, though? Do you have any?
Maybe some more, like,
I want to see them really run out of a tunnel shaped like an A.
Well, they have the blow-up. They have the big blow-up
tunnel. No. Build an actual tunnel. If you're going to spend the money, build the tunnel to walk them out.
That'd be cool. I don't know. I'd like to see a lot of teams are starting to look towards the pavilion at the end of the stadium like Guelph has. I know Queens is looking into it with Richardson as well to kind of fill out the last corner. I don't know. It'd be cool to see them put like the change room there at the end of the tunnel or at the end of the end zone. Then you can come out the tunnel, you're off coach's offices, look out onto the field as well. That'd be kind of a cool touch.
I know it's a lot of money, but the Saskatchewan Rough Riders locker room is a great example.
They have a barbershop. They have a barbershop. Calm down.
I know. It's so nice. It's so cool.
It is. It is. We're going to jump back to the CFL, though. Bo Levi Mitchell, I guess, was talking to reporters. Eric Rogers came up, and it was a touchy subject. He said it was like losing a brother to him. He was quite frustrated that Rogers left, but, I mean, who wouldn't be when Eric Rogers leaves? Like, that's just a great receiver going out the door. Bo Levi, though, will most likely bounce back. I mean, receivers come and go all the time, especially in the CFL, so... I guess for him, it'll just be working with the next guy up.
Do receivers like Eric Rogers come and go all the time in the CFL, though? I mean, that dude's special. I'm sure they'll do a good job of finding a replacement. Their development team is pretty good. Calgary Stampeders is certainly one of the longer-standing franchises, or one of the longer-standing better franchises in the West. They do a good job of bringing in talent and developing them well, so... No doubt in my mind, they'll be able to find a replacement for Eric Rogers. But for Bo Levi Mitchell, I mean, like, obviously he's upset. That's a guy that you've developed chemistry with over the years, a guy you've really relied on. And for him to you know, move off your roster to a new team, yeah, that's going to hurt a little bit. I mean, obviously he's not pissed off at him or anything like that. I mean, he's upset that he's losing one of his best weapons and probably one of his friends, too.
Yeah, and the tough thing for Bo Levi is he's losing one of his favorite weapons, and here comes Vernon Adams down in the States paying for all of his wide receiver group to go and work out together. Like, hello, he's saying, oh, I really wish I still had my guy. And Vernon Adams is like, oh, I'm spending the money. Come on down, come on down, come on down. Let's get our work in. Let's get ahead of it for the CFL season. We did see the Ticats offensive skill players kind of get together and do the same thing a while ago. But VA getting his guys together, round them up, definitely starting to build the chemistry towards hopefully a 2021 season. But yeah, it's just great to see those guys getting in action, taking matters into their own hands for now.
Dude, I'm excited to see what VA and those Montreal Alouettes wide receivers are going to be able to do this year. That is one of the most exciting offenses for 2021, hands down.
Yeah, I agree. We've picked them to be a top-end team in the East as well and compete towards the playoffs. So,
I got my CFL Grey Cup bet down on Bet99.
Easy way to keep that plug going. Just a reminder that when you guys do sign up for Bet99, put in the code CFP to get 100% of your initial deposit matched up to $600. All Canadian is brought to you in part by Bet99. So go on over, check it out, sign up, throw in the code. And just remember that we are responsible gambling and every game starts at Bet99.
Global Draft. It's Global Draft Day.
It is. April 15th.
Let's get into them.
Here we go. Global Draft. So this year in the Global Draft, we are going to have four rounds of selections. Each team's going to start off. They will flip each round. So Red Blacks are at 9. They'll be also at 10. BC's at 1. They will then pick 18, 19, and then go down to 36. So it's going to be flipping around. But it's growing. The players are obviously extremely talented. These guys just are not overly well known to Canadian audiences. But as we saw last year with Theodric Hansen on the Blue Bombers, all it takes is a player or two to get your name out there or a breakout performance to really set yourself apart from the group. So these guys were hoping that they can either set themselves apart based on their numbers or hopefully in the field of play next year.
And, you know, you said it, they're not well known, but that's what we're here to do today. We have one guy from every position group and then some to bring you guys. And when we start diving into some of these combine numbers, you're going to see that these global guys can ball too.
Yeah, and we're going to start it off. You've heard us talk about this guy already. Sebastian Sane, wide receiver from Finland. This is the guy that had a blazing fast hand time 40. The official time came in as a 4.53. He also had a 4.20 shuttle. Extremely quick, extremely agile. I'm pretty sure he was at the combine last year as well, but he was just kind of overlooked a little bit. He's got another year of development, another year of growth, and he has put in the time for this moment.
I love my Wolverines, man. This guy plays for the Helsinki Wolverines. Sebastian Sane, certainly one of the most athletic guys in the global combine. Absolutely going to be a player to watch. And I think you're going to see him, you know, get a chance in a training camp and possibly even stick as a teamer just because he's so athletic.
Yeah, and we mentioned that when we talked about his 40 time initially, it was like, he's going to beat most guys down the field on coverage. So it's, can you make a tackle once you've burnt by everyone? Yes. Okay, we should have a spot for you on specials. So I think it's a really good shot for him to make it on. I'm excited to see where he lands and how he does in camp.
I'll let you go back to back here. I know this is your guy.
Les Maruo, the Japanese linebacker, played at University of Texas San Antonio. The Roadrunners, that's a fantastic team name. But last year, he was not allowed to enter the global draft because he had another year on his contract in the X League. That is Japan's top league. This year, though, he comes out 28 reps at bench, 4.77 40, 4.17 shuttle. He's strong. He can jump out in and out of cuts. He's going to blow you up in the face and then chase you down sideline to sideline when it's needed. This is my guy. This is the guy I want to see succeed in the CFL. I mean, I want all these guys to succeed, but this guy intrigues me so damn much. He's played American football growing up. He knows the ins and outs of it. Coming to Canadian football is quite similar to that, and he just brings a lot of experience from the X League with him over now.
Yeah, man, Les Moreau, I think a lot to watch here. 28 reps on the bench. The 4.77 40 to me is a little bit concerning. That's a little bit slow. I mean, you'd like that just to be under 4.75 at least, ideally around 4.6. But he makes up for it with that 4.17 shuttle. That lateral quickness is so, so important, especially at the linebacker position. So you see a linebacker put up 28 reps on bench with the size that he has and then go move sideways like he does. So impressive.
Yeah, and I mean, when you're coming in to this draft, a lot of these guys are unknowns. A lot of them are going to be coming over to North American football for the first time. I know there's some guys that have been in the NCAA. That aspect of being able to play top-end American football against top-end North American talent is something that teams are going to kind of say, oh, yeah, okay, let's cut his tape on and see how he competed against these kind of guys. Maybe he really did shine, and you guys just weren't looking at him beforehand because he wasn't a Canadian talent. But now you have this chance to say, okay, let's go grab him now and make him a huge part of our team.
So I guess we will move into our next guy here to highlight. Running back Justin Rodney from Germany, playing for the Frankfurt Universe. Put up 23 reps on bench, 4.37 40, blazing. And then he goes out and runs a 4.00 shuttle. Wow. But he's 5'7".
Well, you know, height doesn't have to be a determining factor. It helps if you are not 5'7", but at 4.3 and 4.37 40 and 4.00 shuttle, you could put him as a returner. Get the ball in his hands and just have him make people miss. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. People watch Tariq Cohen all the time with Chicago, who's quite short. I mean, it's possible to see him make splash plays. Kick return, punt return would be definitely a way to do that.
Speedy B. Got knocked for his size his whole career, man. And he certainly now, not anymore, obviously. Everybody who loves the CFL knows how integral he is to the league. But, I mean, early on, that was the knock.
Yeah, it was. And I mean, that's why he didn't end up sticking very much in the NFL. But in the CFL, it's it's a more wide open game. You can be a little bit smaller and still have those huge impacts on the field. I'm going to let you take this second one, though, get you back to back because you let me.
I was going to say, speaking of huge impact here, how about a 6'4", 303-pound offensive lineman from Japan, Toyota Machino, the Fujitsu Frontiers offensive lineman, man, size. And 31 rep bench. This dude is big. He's strong. Moves people out of the way. You only get, I think, one or two global spots, right? You only get one or two global spots on your roster. It is hard to make it as a global player, but having this size like this certainly helps yourself make a case.
Yeah, and I mean, being 6'4", you could see him at tackle or you could see him in at guard. 31 reps at bench, he's going to be able to down block in the run game very well and hold his own against bulls. So you can hope that he can kind of flex around and be a guy that you can slot in just as extra depth on your roster and kind of fill that global need as well.
Certainly worth a look. Huge guy, man. So take a look at Toyama Machino. Next guy up on this board, though, you heard this name too.
David Azinyan, linebacker from the UK. The Tichy Falcon, 6'1", as a linebacker, good size. 30 reps on bench, but a little bit of concern on the speed aspect of his game.
And this is the guy that we heard comped to Theodric Hansen. So high expectations for this guy. Certainly high expectations. And, you know, as a Steve L GM, as a guy in the draft room, in the war room, you hear a guy comp to Theodric Hansen and you look what he did for his team in the last season. We got to go get ourselves this David Zinnian guy, but the speed concern is real. I'm not saying he's not going to beat Theodric Hansen and I'm not saying he's not worth a look. But there are other guys in this draft that have the size, have the strength, and also have the speed. So I'm just saying, don't be quick to jump at David Zinnian just because you heard that Theodric Hansen comp.
Yeah, and we're going to go with, we got quite a bit of guys here that we're just wowed with some size. Sven Breidenbach, offensive lineman from Cologne Crocodiles, guy's 6'5". 303 popular weight, 5'3", 740, 24 reps on bench. So he's got the size, strength is solid. 40 time is pretty good for a guy 6'5". I mean, the 300 pounder running 4.37 is nothing to be negative about, but this guy can hustle. He can move. He's kind of like Connor Bergloff in that sense where you're going to see him kind of motor and wheel around on pulls. So he's got the strength to back it up as well when he does come. So from Cologne, 6'5", offensive lineman, Sven, look out.
Man, 4.37, 40. I like that a lot. As a big man, too, you're never going to ask your offensive lineman. I mean, maybe on a screen, the odd screen, but I mean, on an every down play, you're not asking your offensive lineman to run 40 yards downfield as fast as they can. That 4.37 to me says he got out of the blocks good. So at 6'5", too, moving like that, Sven Breidenbach, absolutely worth a look coming out of Germany.
Yeah, agreed. And now we're going to kind of change it up. We've heard a lot from Japan, Germany. We had a UK guy. Now we're going to try and mix in some other countries, other leagues here that we got notable guys from. We're going to start it off down in Mexico, Querétaro's Pioneros, where we have Hermes Morales Vilches coming out, 6'1", 236, so pretty slender. But the 236 looks to be pretty yoked up. 29 reps on bench. 4.50 shuttle, so not so great laterally, but line him up. He's going to knock him down despite being only 236 pounds. Quite impressive to see 29 reps at bench, but at that size, with that strength, you could easily see him coming on the inside of punt teams or punt return teams as well.
Yeah, to me, he's definitely an interior guy. 29 rep bench, man. He's going to move offensive linemen off the ball. He's going to be able to get into a backfield. 4.50 shuttle. I mean, You'd like to see that under 4.5, under 4.4, really. But still, if he's going to be an interior guy at 6'1", then you're okay with that, especially with the strength off the 27-rep bench. This dude is strong, low center of gravity, moves well off the first snap.
I could see him being an exterior pass rusher just because of the 236. I'd want to keep him out there. But if he wants to hit you with a delayed bull, watch out. If he wants to straight arm you to kind of hold an edge for you, he's not letting go. You're not getting through either. So for the Mexican D lineman here, Hermes, 29 reps of bench. Kudos to you for hitting that mark. That's a big number to hit.
More than Alaric Jackson. More than Alaric Jackson. This next guy, William James, the Swedish DB from North Dakota. 16 rep bench as a DB, man. He was close. 4.73 40. That's a little bit slow. You hate to see that from a DB. 4.23 shuttle, though. He's moving side to side. 5'10", 194. You'd like to see him maybe at 6 foot, but still 194, you'll take that. 4.23 shuttle and 4.73 40. Safety.
What's he doing? Playing outside in the whole time, shuffling with his back to the sideline? Like, is that the only way he's going to cover guys?
You don't like that too much, but still.
I'm just
long DB. 4.23 shuttle, though. You do like that.
I like the 4.23. It means he's going to get in and out of breaks quick, but the top end speed is just not there. He'll get the first two steps on, and then it's just going to be you catching up and blowing by him.
A lot of off man.
Playing deep
zone. Zone corner, for sure.
But no, being out of North Dakota, though, it's not a knock on him. I mean, it's a great program. Oh, we saw Mason Bennett come out of North Dakota last year. So obviously the team that's been watched by some CFL players, you're going to inadvertently watch William James as well. I like the numbers from him on the bench, like you mentioned. It's great to see from a DB, especially if he's going to be disrupting routes or even playing on special teams to try and get guys off of him. Great looks for him, though.
And got to throw some love to the quarterback position. JJ, Josiah Joseph at Calgary is always asking us where the quarterback love is at. So here it is in the global draft. I'll let Wade take this one.
Alejandro Esker Martinez, quarterback from the Dinos de Santillo. 6'2", 193, 8 reps at bench, 4'7", 140, 4.27 shuttle. They are a very strong team down in Mexico. He was able to lead them, kind of be that guy at the helm, and now he's kind of shown his stuff in the global combine. Not very likely that we're going to see a QB drafted from this group, but we thought it was important to try and include one of the top guys at that position.
Absolutely. Got to shine some love and some light down to the Mexican League. Very competitive football athlete, man. 6'2", 193. You don't need your quarterback to bench the lights out. But then he goes and runs a 4.27 shuttle. Lateral movement off the charts. You know he's going to be good in the pocket. You know he's going to be able to move up, take a step into those throws. He is an athlete. So love to see those numbers from a guy like Alejandro Escar Martinez.
And not only do we show love to quarterbacks,
we show love to kickers.
Occasionally we show love to kickers in the draft.
Not kickers from UCLA, though.
Don't mention it.
50%. This guy, though, NCAA guy, Ryan Rimmler, kicker from Heidelberg, Germany, out of Ball State. Not a 50% kicker. In fact, he is a 68% field goal guy. Solid numbers. 6 of 8 from the 40 to 49 yard range. So that is a little bit more acceptable for Wade. I think he can handle that if we're going to throw a kicker on the list.
I will accept 75% from 40s. That is an acceptable number. I would like it to be higher, but given what we had last year, I'm not going to complain.
You missed two from excited. That 40 to 49 range.
Yeah, come I know. On. I know. That's good. Very good. I'm very proud of this kicker being higher than our guy last year.
And like with the kicker position too, you do see it a little bit more from the from out of the global draft. They kickers and punters, they get shots in the global draft. Mm-hmm. It's been a trend as of late, I would say.
Yeah, no. So we're going to just kind of run that down with the names again. Sebastian Sane from Finland, Les Maruo from Japan, Justin Rodney from Germany, Toyomo Machimo from Japan, David Izinian from the UK, Sven Bradenbach from Germany, Hermes Morales, Vilches from Mexico, William James from Sweden, Alejandro Esker Martinez from Mexico, and Ryan Rimler from Germany. So those are the guys that we've been liking so far in the global draft. Hopefully we hear these guys get their name called tonight. Big night for them.
Yeah, always love to see what the CFL is doing with this CFL 2.0 initiative. The global program is great. There's a bunch of phenomenal football overseas in the European leagues, in the Japan leagues, in the German leagues, in the Mexican leagues. There is so much good football outside of North America. It's awesome when we can get a chance to shine some light on it. To further that point, we are going to shine a light on some of the best names coming out of these leagues. They're awesome. There's so much creativity. We cannot wait to get to this list.
We're starting at the bottom, going to the top. We got five names here, just some cool names we found searching around in the leagues. Helsinki Roosters, this is the reigning Finnish league champs. They're the top team in the country. Come on, Helsinki Roosters, that's got a cool ring to it.
If I was going to vote one in from Helsinki, it would be the Wolverines. But no. Biases aside, Helsinki Roosters, that's awesome. What other league are you going to find the Roosters in? And they're the reigning Finnish league champs.
They can put up a fight. They're going to take home the championship. And in this ranking, unfortunately, they're sliding a bit further down. Number four, though, Frankfurt Universe. Just a cool all-around name. You don't usually see too many scientific names. Universe could have some really cool things like LA Galaxy kind of logos to it. But I like the Frankfurt Universe. And one of our guys mentioned above, Justin Rodney, does play for them as well. So double bonus.
Purple and orange uniforms, though. I don't know if I like those yet or not. I like the name, though. I do really like the Universe name, but I don't know if I can get behind purple and orange. Not my color scheme. I know we see it at Clemson, but... I still don't even know if I like Clemson or not.
You don't have to like purple and orange, but you can love these purple and white helmets. Yes, you heard this team as well. Out of Mexico, the Dinos de Saltillo. Oh, purple helmets with like white stegosaurus spikes down the sides. Oh, sick decal. Absolutely love the look of it. Also, Dinos is just, I mean, I know we have Calgary Dinos, but they kind of fashion themselves with the T-Rex logo. The Dinos de Saltillo kind of go off of that and go with more less intimidating dinosaurs. So I kind of like this look. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt. We love our dinos here on the All Canadian. How about this one though? A little bit different, less intimidating, not quite the Seahawks, but we have the Obic Seagulls coming out of Japan's X League. Seagulls, man. Not often you hear that.
I'm pretty sure that Seagulls are defending champions of the X League as well. Does it make you a better team just because you have a cooler name in international leagues? Or is this just me being blown away by the fact that the Obic Seagulls ruin people?
I mean, seagulls ruined my day at the beach. Very makes true. Sense.
It makes sense. No, it does.
And number one here, I'm going to let you take this one because you found it and I love it.
I only found this team because I had a former coach and I think a couple former teammates go over and play here. The Montabaur Fighting Farmers. They play in Germany. I don't think it's the top league, but Fighting Farmers, fantastic name. Kind of like a Patriots-esque logo, green and gold as the color scheme. I just love the Fighting Farmers name. That sounds awesome to me.
I feel like I'm now obligated to like cut in the Farmers Insurance theme song somewhere in this podcast.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum. There you go.
It's not copyright infringement if Wade does it.
Yeah, I can't sing as well as Jake from State Farm.
But to run back these names, yes, no. The Monster Bear Fighting Farmers, hands down the best name. Hands down. We have the Helsinki Roosters, Frankfurt Universe, Dino Celtio, Obik Seagulls, and the Monster Bear Fighting Farmers.
And with that, enjoy the CFL Global Draft, hopefully with a Sawdust City beer in your hand. Yes, Sawdust City Brewing Company offers brewery fresh beer delivered directly to your door. Visit their website at sawdustcitybeer.com to shop their wide variety of brews and to learn more. This April, CFP listeners are getting an exclusive promo code. Use all caps CFP during checkout to receive free shipping on all orders. Shipping is available to Ontario residents only. Must be of legal drinking age.
And just before we wrap the show up here, the Canadian Football Perspective Podcast Network is brought to you by our friends over at Fox 40. The Fox 40 Close Vicinity Line is designed to help you return to play safely. For 15% off all your whistle needs, visit fox40shop.com and enter the code CFP15, all caps CFP15, for 15% off all your needs at fox40shop.com. Returning to play safely, man. I really hope that with the global draft, with the CFL draft coming up, we are going to get to see the safe return of CFL football.
Yeah, and stay tuned, guys. After the CFL draft, or after the CFL global draft, you will be getting your Friday show that next morning. Marsh and Mello going to be having their weekly Friday house party, and they will also be reviewing the Hall of Fame inductees. So enjoy that show. Connor and I will also be joining Sam Corbett Friday afternoon. You guys will see that at some point over the weekend for our taste testing. Stay tuned. Good luck to all the guys in the global draft this year. We look forward to seeing whose names get called. You know where to find us. At Connor R. O'Neill, at WadeZank27, and at CF Perspective.
Catch you guys next week.